And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa. Captain Greg Gowett from the Aztec is here in the studio. And man, has he brought an amazing prize to give away to one lucky caller.
Well, you're not kidding. You know, we heard earlier in the show how great that fishing is fired back up at Clemente. That great grade, 50 to 70 pounders with, you know, a few cows mixed in. You know, no big deal.
Yeah.
And what an opportunity. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on that beautiful Aztec because Greg's given us a 1.7. A 1 3/4 day trip, which is a really unique trip. He was explaining earlier in the show, you basically leave in the early afternoon and get an opportunity to fish the night bite, which is when those real big ones have been biting, the full daytime bite to get on those good ones again, and then a full nighttime again before you hang it up and head back to home. So really good way to maximize your time at catching those giant ones over at Clemente, and a really cool opportunity for one of our lucky callers at the end of the show to get to go fishing on that great trip on that beautiful Aztec out of C4 Sport Fishing. If you want to get your chance to win that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Greg and get your questions answered, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local line again, 858-457-1090, or get us toll-free. Toll-free number, 877-792-1090.
All right. One line open. Oh, they're just filled up. But keep
anymore.
On trying. You'll be able to get in. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Cameron? He's calling us from Wildomar this morning. What's up, Cameron? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Hey, and, Cameron.
Good morning, Captain Craig.
Hey, good morning, Cameron.
Hey, wanted to share a little story with you. So my wife called last December. For the first time, she called halfway through the show, and she tells me that she gets through. So I wait to the end of the show. This is when Captain Greg was given two overnight trips. So lo and behold, I hear her name called, and I am screaming, running around my property with my hands up like I just won the Super Bowl.
That's right.
And so because I knew me and my boy were going to go on that trip. So I just wanted to say thank you, first of all, for that. And if anybody has never been on the Aztec, that boat and that crew is top shelf, man. Captain Greg, great captain. His deckhand Scott took care of my boy. The food was great. They got us in a stateroom, and me and my boy were comfortable. And on top of that, we limited out on bluefin probably about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
so,
man, what a trip, Cameron.
Wow.
Yeah, what a
so you're
trip.
Hooked now.
And, no pun intended.
Oh, so we're trying to look to get back on there and go back out with Captain Greg as soon as we can. So I just wanted to say thank you. And if you haven't been on the Aztec, guys, book a trip and let's go fishing.
Awesome.
Right.
Thank you,
well
Cameron.
Said, man.
Hey,
that's great.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back into the phones, talk to Sylvia calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. What's up, Sylvia? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Sylvia.
How are you guys?
Great.
Awesome. Hey, I just want to give a shout out also. Back in December, my name was called, and I finally cashed in on the trip, and I went with Brandon Hayward on Vice Sport Fishing.
All right.
And we went to Catalina, and we got some bugs on Friday, and it was awesome trip, and Captain James was awesome, and it was a great opportunity, and I just wanted to say thank you guys for that opportunity. And
hey, now, know, was that the first time you've been lobster fishing, Sylvia?
Well, we've got hoop netting out of Santa Barbara, but on a boat on the Parker, yes, the first time there, and but it was awesome.
Catalina's cool, isn't it? It's a beautiful place to hoop.
It is a beautiful place. It was nice. You know, there's a little territorial people, but you know what? It was great. It was, you know, just being out in the water is awesome.
Did you guys get some nice lobsters?
We did. We did. You know, the biting wasn't that big. We got 11 legal.
Nice.
It was good.
That's dinner.
Great. Yes, it's dinner. We're going to share it with my family today.
That's cool.
And so it's awesome. No, it was great. And I've never been on the Aztec, so, you know, hopefully maybe my name will get called.
You're always lucky, Sylvia. Well, that's a good report. And Captain Brandon Hayward and his crew on those Parkers, what a great way to go to Catalina. You know,
it was.
And they have all the equipment and they know the spots, right?
They do. They do, definitely do. The locals were even coming. Where are you guys getting them? We're not getting any.
Awesome. All right, Sylvia. Thanks for the All report. Right. Glad you enjoyed your trip. Appreciate that very much. That does free up 858-457-1090. Just opened up right
All now. Right. How about we this time talk to John? He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show as always. My question for Greg is for the big bluefin. I've actually got two questions. One is, it sounds like two different grades. So what kind of tackle, do you recommend? And, for both kind of grades. And then the other question is, if you're fishing at night and you don't want to do, as much of the flatfall jigging, are guys getting anything on bait at night? Would you use like a glow sinker or something like that to attract the bites
Both good questions. We'll start with the first one. As far as, the tackle goes, what we've been recommending for the daytime fishing being that what I guess you could call the cookie cutter grade, which not the right term,
Cookie cutter 60 pounders.
Yeah, cookie cutter 60 pounders. Yeah. It is daytime. And it was all throughout the day. It wasn't just, one little bite time. It really opened things up. We've been fishing 30 or 40 pound fluorocarbon, and we're tapering down from a heavier outfit though, because you don't want to be fishing, let's say, what I would consider a 25 or 30 pound rod to 30 pound fluorocarbon, because then you're losing out on a lot of the stuff you would gain from having a slightly bigger outfit. We're trying to fish like 40 and 50 pound outfits, tapered down one notch, so that way you have the capacity of line, you also have the gearing, the torque. You have the rod doing the work for you. And then we've been fishing circle hooks because we don't know what we're going to hook. I mean, we could see 20-pounders jumping on the surface and hook 150-pounders or 200-pounders mixed with the, it's a full mix. Granted, the ones we have been catching mostly have been that 60- to 70-pound fish, so we don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot by fishing straight 80-pound because you can't really fly line a bait quite as well as you could with something a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
And then as far as the night fishing, and on the big fish, the biggest you got, heaviest you got, the biggest you got, and
that still may not be big enough.
It still may not be big enough. Guys will be like, all right, I got this. The way I tell guys is I go, well, when you have those dreams at night and you wake up and you're like, God, that was an awesome dream. I was on an 18-day on my favorite boat with the best weather and the best fishing, and I look down and I've got this 250, 300-pound cow hooked. What do I have in my hands? And that is the tackle that you are going to want to have in your hands on these trips because, realistically, you stand a very, very good chance of hooking a large model fish on these trips. I mean,
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
for the amount
and that's
of,
a perfect way to tell that story, too,
yeah,
because that's a great way to say it, is that this could be your dream come true.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to blow the chance.
No, you don't. You want to have the tackle that is needed. So, we had a call earlier that was like, well, is this big enough? Well, technically.
Big enough isn't big enough.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I want to have a 30 or a 50 size reel, big, something that holds 700-800 yards, 100 or 130 pound Spectra, to a heavy top shot or just straight to a heavy leader, because you really don't know what you're going to hook. I mean, we say 250 and 300 pounders. Our biggest is 320, and I've seen fish way over 400 pounds out there, and more than once. I mean, there's a lot of big models that we have not seen yet because guys had tackle that is good enough for 150, 200 pounders.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you go anywhere else in the world and they're fishing sit down in chairs with bent butt rods, 130 wides and for this grade of fish. So the biggest you got or the biggest you can get your hands on pretty much. And then as far as the nighttime goes, the flatfall has had the majority of the nighttime fish bites. Granted, the majority of the guys are fishing with flatfalls or, flatfall-type jigs. So that kind of gives us a little, not bad info, just not really well-informed
It's like it's like trolling for wahoo. What's the best lure?
It's that black marauder.
Tony Tiger Marauder, because that's what everybody trolls.
Yeah,
right?
Five black of them feather. Out. You know, of course it's the best one.
Yeah.
So, but there are ways to get bites as well as you know, on this bigger fish. If you don't want a flat fall, sinker rig baits are a very, very good option. You do not need to show too much finesse. You want to use a nice big hook. It is dark. You know, sardine, mackerel. Some guys have been bringing out the larger size Humboldts. So that's an option as well. So, you know, there's really a lot of different ways to get yourself attached to one of these things. But pretty much what it comes down to is having the right tackle. So when you do get your opportunity, you can capitalize on it. You don't want to have too light a tackle, do everything right, and then hook one and then find out that 400 yards of backing is not enough.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Make sure you have the right stuff in your hands. That's for certain.
No doubt. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back in. This time we're going to talk to Jack. Jack's calling us from Ramona this morning. Good morning, Jack. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Greg. I went on a 1 3/4 day on the Aztec. It's just like long range. Greg's really not doing justice here with his crew. He did the best flat fall seminar I've ever had. And when we were done, the guys that weren't prepared, his crew got everybody geared up, crimped, put extra leaders on their flat falls. It was really impressive. I enjoyed it. And then the other thing I want to say is what Darren did for my Talica 20, he put needle knots every 50 feet. So when I was dropping my flat fall, it really helped me know where I was at. And Greg does a great job of telling everybody how deep the fish are. So, you know, if anybody's going to go out in the Aztec, I would highly recommend the boat and have Ricky modify your line so you know where you're at when you're dropping the flat fall.
Perfect. Yeah, so the idea of that is that you put marks on the line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just so you have an idea how much line has come off the reel and not.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And that can work out real well. Knowing, you know, we know where that fish is at, and you know, I'll tell you, okay, this fish is 200 to 300 feet. You know, when we are fishing these flat falls too, guys, when I say 2 to 300, that doesn't mean drop to 300. That means drop to 350. 95% of these bites happen when the fish is chasing it downhill. It is not, you know,
on the sink.
On the sink, yeah, and they're not swimming uphill to bite it. They are chasing that thing down. It goes by them, and it needs to keep going, because as soon as it stops, well, they see that thing stop, and they veer off. I've actually got a couple good pictures on my phone of watching four big ones chasing a flat fall on the machine.
How cool.
Really?
Yeah, and no bite, because you watch the jig sinking, and then you see him stop right below the fish.
Wow, what a trip.
And the fish turned off of it, and we didn't hook one.
Interesting.
Now, if that thing had gone another 50 feet, maybe I think that one of those things would have jumped on. They want to chase it. They want to feel it out. But if it stops, you know, before it gets through the fish, it doesn't give them enough time to jump on it.
Are they biting it 100% of the time on the sink?
No, I wouldn't say 100% of the time because, you know, these things, when they're biting, if there's a piece, you know, if there's a jig out in front of them, I've actually gotten bit. I was, you know, when we have nothing going on, you know, we'll have a couple crew members dropping jigs so we have more in the water. And I happened to be dropping one. A guy got bit two up the rail from me. So I'm in free spool. I put my thumb on the spool to stop it. So I reach around one guy to check the guy's drag. And as I go to check the drag, the thing gets bit. I mean, dead stopped in the water, thumb on the spool in free spool. It just starts taking off like a bait got picked up. So not 100%, but I would say the majority of these bites are on the sink. So pretty much the wind up is just a means to an end to be able to drop it again. You know, a lot, it's something about those things sinking out the way they do is what drives these things to bite.
Okay.
Good
info, man.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Boy, we're really learning a lot about the finite art of fishing bluefin here in our local water, fishing cows and 60 miles offshore.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Hurricane Bank North.
Yeah. Who'd ever thought that
would
happen? Unbelievable.
All right. Well, let's jump right back into them. Phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Greg. Why don't we talk to Sam? He's calling us from Irvine this morning. What's up, Sam? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's going on, Sam?
Good morning, Greg. Hey, everybody's asked my questions already, but I have a couple more. And I think it's a great idea that you leave at 11 to get there at dark. I've fished that area, and it's I'm looking forward to getting out again. November is the year I've had best luck out that way. But since everybody's asked my question, when say I have a 30 a size reel with a 100-pound Spectra on it, what size leader are you going to suggest? Like, is 130 big enough with these big fish? Or
130 is, we have found that 130 is big enough as far as your lure leader, if you will. We generally do these flat falls to like 4 feet to a swivel. What allows that to do is not to spin up on you. These flat falls do spin on the wind. So that swivel, you know, a heavy-duty 500-pound swivel, something like that, really is a good option. Some guys go straight Spectra to the 4-foot leader. Preferably, I like a wind on, a 25 or 30-foot wind on. It just cuts, you know, it helps out with abrasion when that fish is straight up and down, pointed down.
Mm-hmm.
These fish are 7 feet long, you know,
even
bigger than that. So I like having a little bit of, mono or fluoro to hold up on that abrasion as far as that goes. With the lure leader pound test, 130 to 200 is what we recommend. So if you have one that's 130, I would say that would be enough. As long as, you know, generally, like I said, I do like having a long enough leader to where I don't have to worry about that fish being pointed down vertically and having that tail hit the Spectra. So as long as you do have something that can kind of hold up to that abrasion, I think you're in good shape.
The Spectra has basically no abrasion resistance.
Correct. Yeah, that Spectra's, I mean, it's a phenomenal tool, especially for this style of fishing, because if you try to drop a 250-gram flat fall with 100-pound mono, it may not even make it down to 300 feet.
Yeah.
The amount of resistance that line puts through the water will slow it down with every inch that goes in. So that Spectra, you know, has no stretch. It cuts through the water real well, but it doesn't hold up, you know. Yeah, I mean, a tight Spectra, I mean, with 25 pounds of drag on it, you could flick the thing with your fingernail and break it.
Really?
You could break it with, one of my crew members shows a trick where he tightens it up. He takes toilet paper, pinches it around the Spectra, rubs it 3 times, and the Spectra breaks.
Breaks, wow.
Every single time. And you can't break the mono, no matter what you do.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
Really.
But that's what it's all about. Is it's not made to have abrasion resistance. That's why you use Seaguar fluorocarbon, or
absolutely,
you know, and heavier the better.
No absolutely. Doubt.
Yeah. If they'll bite 200, give it to them.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. It's in the dark. You can get away with it. Get away with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, you mentioned that day and a half trip or day and three quarter trip. Explain that again. That's
yeah,
something that,
that's a great that, call.
Yeah, I think it's a. Is that something unique to the Aztec? Or are other boats doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you know, there's some guys doing some stuff that way as well. We do have up our entire schedule right now. We have 6 trips up. We have 2 longer versions for the guys that really want some time on the water, that really may only have time to break away for 1 trip, and
mm-hmm.
they want to maximize time. We have 2 2.75-day trips.
More and, time on the water, the better.
Yeah, that's it. But it really helps out. You know, we leave this morning. We're leaving at 11, and we'll try to get off a little early.
Is the trip full?
The trip's full.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So you can't
full.
Get on if you want to jump on
no,
it.
No.
Right.
We do have some openings. We did these trips just went up a few days ago, and we're still quite a few of them are all going to be sponsored trips with you know, giveaways and
oh,
raffles
okay.
and stuff like
that. But they're
that.
Open party.
They are open party, yep.
And where do you book them?
You're going to book them through Seaforth at seaforthlanding.com or contact them directly at 619-224-3383.
So you're going to be fishing tonight,
mm-hmm.
overnight, then you're going to fish all day tomorrow until midnight, and then you get home the next morning?
Yeah, yeah. It's,
wow,
it's
that's
quite,
a grind,
quite,
man.
Quite
so grind. You were fishing yeah. till midnight last night?
So last night we fished till about 10:30.
Okay.
We had, the weather had come up. It came up in the afternoon for a little bit. We actually threw the sea anchor out so we could kind of have a slower drift for the guys, so that way we stood a better chance. But we started seeing volume of fish after the sun went down. We were able to stay on fish throughout the day, but not like I had seen 2 days previous where we were seeing big schools all day. So we just saw this stuff pop up. As soon as the sun went down, I'm driving over school after school after
wow,
school.
No kidding.
Yeah, and so every day is different, too, because we didn't see a lot on the trip before at night, and we saw it all day long. And that was just 2 days earlier.
But there again gives you the benefit of that day and three quarter, whether it wants to play in the day or the night, you're there for both of them.
Absolutely. Yeah, it works out very, very well.
Well, if you want to get through and have a chance to win that day and three quarter trip aboard the Aztec out of C4 Sport Fishing, a line popped open. That is 858-457-1090. Open right now.
All right, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Mo, who's calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Mo? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was asked a question. I heard your show with the Rockfish. Is the 75,000 in play right now?
Not yet.
Not yet, right.
Yeah, they're
all signs pointing towards that being adopted. The recommendation was made. Once that happens, it's usually always followed through, and we're very likely to have the 75 fathoms. It's all but a go, but it is not in play yet.
Indeed. And we'll keep you posted here when it happens.
Okay. How about the 43? Are you rockfish at the 43?
I think it's still a Calcard conservation zone. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure that's still a Calcard. However, 75 fathoms does open up the 60-mile bank, which is not a Calcard, from what I understand.
That would be huge.
And that's a big deal.
Cool.
Yeah. That's a game changer out there.
I think the same as you, Pete. I don't think you can fish the 43 regardless because of Calcod. Once 75 fathoms opens up, obviously it would be within range, but I think that that's still a, you know, a Calcod conservation area, which that won't change.
Yeah.
You know that to be the case, Greg?
Yes, I believe that is the case. Yeah, once it is a closure there, the Calcod closure, it doesn't matter on depth.
Yeah.
You know, but it does open up a lot of different options, especially out at the island. There's so much along the back there that has just some phenomenal fishing.
Yeah.
And having that opened up, it really opens up a lot of opportunity. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there is. No doubt about it, for sure. How's that kayak treating you, Mo?
Still in the garage. My back's still bothering me, but I'm working on it.
All right.
Hey, Greg, what's the water temp out there at San Clemente?
You know, there's a 3 degree edge right out there, and on the warmer side on our gauge, now all temp gauges, there is a slight variation. We're seeing this stuff in the upper 69s, and actually a lot of this fish has been on the cooler side of things, and it's, you know, anywhere from 67.4 to 67.6.
Really?
Yeah, there's been quite an edge out there that kind of runs northeast, southwest, and it's got its color and temp. And a lot of this stuff, it kind of gets on both sides, but
the bluefin's in the greener water too.
Yeah, it's got, you know, greener water's going to have more nutrients. It's going to have more bait. In a perfect world for these fish, they would find, you know, nutrient-rich blue warm water. But they kind of they're looking for food before clarity. That clarity is just like them swimming around like smog, if you will. You know, living in perfect up in the mountains or going into a real busy city, something like that. So they feel much better in cleaner water. You know, it's more oxygen-rich and what have you. But in that greener water, they're going to get more bait, more food supply, and stuff like that. That's why we'll see a lot of good fishing on transitions. They get the best of both worlds.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We're going to talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Today, the Catch Port, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, and their famous tuna burger at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros will also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, as well as their smoked cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And don't forget what Pete mentioned at the beginning of the show, new special, live local lobster, $21.95 a pound at Fish Pros the Market.
I don't think last year you could have found it under $30 a pound.
I don't think you could have got it from a fisherman for $21 a pound.
No.
Like,
yeah.
Let alone to get it at retail.
Retail for $21.99 a pound, that's a great deal.
A great opportunity that Sean's making it for.
Right there at Liberty Station, go by and grab some lobsters. Indeed. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Hey, Pete, Rick, Greg, how are you, man? Well, unbelievable again, huh?
What's up, Dave? Yeah, good fishing.
God, this bluefin thing is absolutely insane, guys. It's just, I think we're going to have the same problem that we had last year. And I haven't heard Greg talking this morning, but he could probably agree with me. We're going to run out of people before we run out of fish again this year.
Not if we have anything to do with it.
Good, good.
Try and get
good. I hope
on.
So. I hope so.
Now, Captain Dave, your dad told me yesterday that you're on your way south.
We are here. We are in Cabo San Lucas. We got here this morning. That's why I'm a few minutes late on the call. But we arrived this morning. The fishing up on the Finger Bank, Pete, is absolutely insane. 100 marlin for the day is not uncommon.
Oh, man.
Holy smokes.
You know, we don't have that caliber of fishermen on our boat, but there's plenty of fish to catch there. If you got the right people, there's a phenomenal amount of marlin. We had good marlin fishing pretty much from Benitas all the way down here. Had a handful of wahoo, really good yellowfin fishing all the way. You kind of have to pull the jigs out of the water. There's yellowfin for probably 500 miles of just yellowfin and skipjack all over the place. It's mind-boggling the amount of fish. But up in our area, up there in Dana Point, all the way out to San Clemente Island, I heard Greg a little bit at the end here talking, that bluefin's there, that yellowfin's all over the place. There's good scores of yellowfin still happening. It's kind of getting horseshoeish on that yellowfin in our zone up above here. Down below, it's still pretty good fishing. But up in our zone, if you get lucky, you get on that right school of dolphin, you're going to get some of that bigger fish up to 80, 90. Someone's going to get 100 pounder here in the next week. But then lobster, I mean, there's so much to talk about. I'm sorry. I got so much to talk about. But the lobster fishing, starting out on the opener right up till today, the guys I know that are fishing are just having an insane amount of lobsters. That's what dropped that price. It's kind of a double-edged sword. Greg and I both have friends that are in the lobster business. For them, we don't want to see the price so low, but for us that have to buy it, yay, that's a good thing. But man, the lobster fishing is absolutely insane. Unfortunately, like so many people have tried to tell us for years, we caught the last lobster. Well, here we go again. We haven't caught the last lobster. We haven't caught the last fish. And all I can tell you guys is if you're not going fishing, if you're not going lobster fishing, I can't imagine what you could possibly be doing that's more important.
Yeah, the boy, Dave. And you're down in Cabo right now. Did you have any issues with that storm?
No, we scooted right through. It was beautiful. The weather was bitching. We had one day of northwest wind about 40 knots, but it was right behind us, so really no problems at all. Now we're just getting the boat all ready. We have the world famous Don Brockman and his wife fishing with us tomorrow on a charter.
No way.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Donnie down in Cabo. Watch out, Cabo. Watch out, Squid Row.
Hurricane
Donnie's
in
town.
Yep, I got the air conditioner turned up full blast for him.
All right. Well, Captain Dave, of course, fishdope.com. Jeff and Danny have been having all the great stuff on fishdope.com, and you can get the info from Dave and Mark Wish and all that about that tuna, both bluefin, yellowfin. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And if we want to find Captain Dave, other than in Cabo at Squid Row tonight?
Never happened. That's 30 years ago. You missed it. If you weren't there 30 years ago, you missed a hell of a show. Hey. Guys, if you want to check out some cool stuff, I got some really cool informational videos on my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. You can check them out. They're all like 4 to 5 minutes long. It kind of shows you how to fish in Southern California. And the new video we just posted is if you really want to get into that big bluefin, you just follow the Aztec around.
Very good.
All right, Dave.
Captain Dave, appreciate that. Enjoy Cabo, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
See
bye.
You. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our report. Again, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charge. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. When we come back, we got a lot more of your phone calls. Phones are absolutely packed. Everybody wants to talk to Greg. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, you know, we mentioned Tackle Day coming up Saturday, November 4th. One thing we talked about. All the Brandon and all the great stuff. November 3rd, excuse me. I'm getting my
dates
mixed up there. Saturday, November 3rd. First Saturday in November, November 3rd. Brandon doing stuff from his Parker. And we forgot to mention that Kevin will be there with Parkers in the parking lot, West Coast Marine. So if you want to buy a new Parker, you want to check out a new Parker, talk to Kevin. West Coast Marine will be there, too.
Absolutely. You know, last year, Doug had his boat out there on lineup. I brought mine over for Mission Bay, which I totally intend to do again. We had Nick Boone bring the Boontang over. So
nice.
We're definitely intending to do all that again. We'll have the Parker lineup. I think there's four of the guys in the shop, you know, at Fisherman's Landing. We all have Parkers. We all love them. 25s, both in center consoles and pilot house. 23s and walk-arounds and center consoles. I mean,
yep.
we, uh, We love those things. We're going to represent them again for sure.
Saturday, November 3rd, Tackle Day starts with a live broadcast. Let's Talk Hookup. And don't forget, less than 2 weeks now, less than 2 weeks, October 4th, we're going to be broadcasting live at the Konakai Resort on Shelter Island. That's going to be a great time.
Again, if you missed the beginning of the show, you have to come to that live broadcast. Lots of fun. One, just to see that beautiful facility, but just the red carpet they lay down, free breakfast, free mimosas and Bloody Marys if you're of age, of course.
Yes, of course.
Giveaways, fun, raffles.
Yeah, they give away room nights. And
it's so cool.
And spa treatments and it's going to be a great day. So that's Saturday, October 20th. It's going to be on the new lawn right above the new Paloma Pool overlooking the marina in Shelter Island there, right there. End of Shelter Island, just before you get to the end, just park on the street there, walk through the resort, see the fountain, find the lawn. That's where we'll be.
And overlooks the Murderer's Row dock of, like, the baddest rigs at the place there. It's going to be a fun one. Can't wait. Very, very cool live broadcast, and you do not want to miss that one. You don't want to miss that breakfast. Let me just tell you that right
now.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, no doubt. Let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
You got it, man. Everybody's dying to talk to Greg. The phones are packed up. We're going to start this one off with John, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, John.
Morning, John.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Greg if he's seen any patterns with these bluefin biting relative to the moon phases.
You know, what we have seen here is that this bluefin does whatever the heck it wants to do whenever it wants to do it. There has been some patterns as far as, you know, certain moons. We've had good fishing on a new moon. We've also had good fishing on a full. It really, as far as patterns go, spend as much time as you can trying to catch one, because they are not going to be here forever. The pattern is time out there, efficiently fishing with the right tackle and as much time as you can spend. Because, like I said, we've had some phenomenal fishing on just about every different moon phase. It really all depends on the water they're in, what they're keyed in on as far as food supply. You know, last year we had phenomenal fishing. We talked about earlier on a new moon. But we've had some of the best bluefin fishing I've ever seen in the middle of the night on a big full, when that stuff gets up on a shallow. We had phenomenal fishing 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago now, when we were fishing out there at Tanner. And we had, I said it three different nights in a row, like, I'm never going to see this. I can't believe we're seeing this style, like this type of fishing. I mean, drop down a 1 pound weight in a squid with a 18-0 circle hook and catching a 100-pound bluefin as soon as it hits the bottom, like you're fishing sand bass.
Yeah.
I mean, one after another.
Crazy.
And then the next night to do even better, you know, it's one of those things where I would put as much time in as you can, because you really don't have the opportunity to have a potential, not just personal best, I mean best ever in San Diego, I mean that's or out of San Diego, is a very, very good possibility.
Yeah.
There's 400 and 500 pounders swimming around.
Yeah, I mean,
and unless this sticks forever someday, which hopefully is no time soon, this stuff may go away. So
what's the largest you've seen on the Aztec?
We put a 321 on the boat.
321?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So there are 300-pounders out there.
Oh, there's a lot of them. There is a lot of them.
Is there a 400-pounder out there?
There's more than one.
Oh, really?
I have seen one that I hate to say it, but it was well over four, if not five. I mean, the thing was 10 feet long. It was. I mean, the head on them is, it's like pretty much, you'll hear like a VW bug or what have you coming out of the water. That's exactly what it's as long.
Did
as
you hook it?
We did not. No, we
it
didn't.
It came up and ate the bait.
Yeah, it came up and actually boiled up on the corner.
On the corner?
It was 25 feet away from the boat. It was ridiculous. It looked like when like a log comes out at like Splash Mountain, when it kind of comes out of the water. That's what it looked like. I was just like, just jaw hit the floor.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, yeah, I mean, there's the size of fish that's out there is just ridiculous.
They're still growing.
Oh, they're still growing. This is fishing the same fish we've been fishing year after year, and the, like we say, cookie cutter or the stock fish is just getting 50 pounds bigger every 6 months, it seems like.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's ridiculously cool.
Gotta love it.
Fun times.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about we jump back into the phones? This time talk to Edward. He's calling us from the city of Orange this morning. What's up, Edward? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Edward. Thanks a lot for the call this morning and joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Looks like we're
Edward.
My question's already been
Hey, how you guys doing? How you
Great,
doing, Pete?
Good.
Rick?
Good. How's it going, Edward?
Hey, good. So all my questions have been answered already, and you guys have great audience out there. So, you know, I got a 400 and a 300-gram flat ball to glow in the dark. So if you can just kind of explain what's the best way to fish these things. Is it kind of like a yo-yo, or how do you work these things?
Yes.
I've been out once, and it was a great experience. I loved it. I'm hooked. I'm going to feel that tug. So what are my best chances with this flat ball?
Yeah. So, okay, so with the flat ball, theoretically – you know, these things do get bit on the sink. Reason being is it's kind of like a flutter, like a falling leaf, if you will. It just kind of just, as it goes down, it kind of goes side to side as it sinks. The best route we have found, and granted, this is an evolution. We are, you know, we're evolving. We are learning more and more every day. This is a new fishery for San Diego, and not just for San Diego, the flatfall itself. These things were designed for rock fishing. They were not designed for big bluefin. You asked me 5 years ago if we would get a bite on the stuff that we're sending down there now, and I would say heck no. No way on earth you're going to get a bite with all these big old hooks hanging
oh,
off
man.
Of it, this, that, and the next. But what we have found is that they don't care. You could send down a stock one with a you know small hooks and a weak split ring, and get as many bites as having one that has four or five hooks on it.
Does it have to be a glow-in-the-dark?
So the way I feel about the glow-in-the-dark is that I feel like the glow-in-the-dark has a benefit in low-light or no-light situations, and I feel like the glow-in-the-dark works as well as the other ones in the daytime. So really it's the only one I purchase personally. Now, some other guys may have more information on that, but the glow-in-the-dark, granted, almost everybody's fishing with, so almost every bite in turn
is
comes from a glow in the dark. So not enough information on that end. But as far as how to fish these things, fishing these things, you want to drop them down all the way down. So if, like I told someone earlier, if they're marking all the way down to 300 feet, you want to drop these down to about 350. Well, how we get there is the difference. Now, if you just try to go out of gear and free spool, drop it all the way down, well, maybe one out of two or three times you'll come back clean. What I mean clean, not wrapped, not tangled, what have you. Your hooks aren't hooked to one another. You're going to want to drop these things down like 150, wind up 20, 25 feet, drop it down 100, wind it up 25 feet, drop it down another 100. Because what you're doing is you're taking the slop, the slack out of the line. You're staying tight between the tip of the rod and the lure itself. So that's keeping you out of trouble.
That's a good tip.
And it's also, you're effectively fishing the entire water column. So you're sinking, you're getting four or five sinks out of one lure. Because if you just blow right through the bite zone, and let's say a fish swims by and your lure goes right behind his tail, well, that's whole time you were in the water is not wasted, but it's not being very well used. Because now you have to wind all the way back to the surface to potentially drop it back down through that bite zone. So I drop it down, 125, 150. I'll take five, six, seven turns, tightens things up, gets me out of, I know where my lure is at. And it also takes the slack out of the line. Your lure is always going to fish better and sink better when you have the minimal amount of line between the rod tip and the lure.
That's a great tip.
Yeah.
I never thought of that,
yeah,
but it makes total sense. The other thing that was amazing to me was your comment earlier about watching the fish chase it down.
Yeah.
And that's a telltale sign there, too, is watching it on the meter,
mm-hmm.
chasing that bait down. So, like you say, if you don't go deep enough, they're not going to chase it.
Right. They need to give chase. We're not trying to snag them, and we're not trying to put them just right down at a certain depth for them. It's not going to attract a bite sitting there.
Yeah.
So, and on the wine, they don't really have a great an action. They kind of spin. They kind of spin like a yo-yo. But this bluefin doesn't want to give chase uphill. What it's generally chasing out in front of it, or it's chasing downhill. So that's why a lot of our bites and stuff like that will be on a longer soaked sardine that is further from the surface. It's down slightly, or we have sinker rigs, or we have, with the exception of, flying fish and stuff like that, where they're going and they're hitting it at the surface. They know where that surface is, and they're taking advantage of it because these baits cannot swim above the surface except for flyers. But with that flat fall, yeah, just keep yourself out of trouble. That is a huge, huge thing, because as soon as two lines cross and they, make one twist or what have you, your lure is going down at maybe half the speed. just from the resistance of the spectra against spectra. So the thing's not going to have any action. It's just going to go down like a, sink out like a rock. You know, it's not going to have any action. So keeping yourself out of trouble and playing good defense is at times a big part of your offense. Yeah, because, you know, you get tangled and wrapped, and even if it's just a couple spins, well, now you hook a 300-pounder and you've got a little bit of a break.
You've got a problem. Yeah, for sure.
No bueno.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Very good education on that flat ball. That's
awesome.
One of the best seminars I've heard on that. Let's go sneak in one more quick one, Rick.
You got it. How about Paul from Bellflower? Just about 30 seconds for you, Paul. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, my question for Greg is, how long has he been running the Aztec?
I bought the Aztec 5 years ago, so we've had it for 5 years now.
All right. Very good. And you did a lot of work on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the boat's been around for a long time, but it had a very, very good platform. It was very clean, and everything was up to snuff, but it needed some new age updates and stuff like that, which we've done a ton to.
I love it.
And you basically gutted the inside.
I love your stateroom and preloaded movie idea. That's such a cool feature on a boat. You just don't see running trips, you know, like a day and three quarter. That's so cool.
Yeah, it gives guys that comfort level that guys have come to expect out of 2018 here.
Sure.
You know?
And the nice thing is you're mostly a charter boat. But this time of the year, you're doing these open parties / charter day and three-quarter trips.
It gives us an opportunity to showcase the boat to guys that potentially might want to charter down the road, but they, you know, you can only get so much online or out of, you know, questions and what have you. But to actually go out and really take advantage of going on the boat and getting the experience that generally only, you know, charters would get on a charter boat. So it's really a good time of the year for guys to come out and check things out.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
When we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing with Greg. We're giving away a 1.75-day trip on the Aztec. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearchersportFishing.com.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Sea Keeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Saturday, November 3rd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, top tackle manufacturers like Aftco showing off their full line of clothing built for saltwater anglers. Check Aftco out at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, I know a thing. A lot of lucky guys are wanting to win this big trip. Day and three-quarter day trip on the Aztec. Again, sold out tonight, but there's going to be opportunities. Greg's going to run this thing until there are no fish.
Beautiful
to catch,
week
so,
weather
yeah.
looks like this week.
You're not the big winner. Go book a trip because what a great opportunity. And the big winner, Edward in Orange, congratulations. You are going on fishing on that day and three-quarter day trip on the Aztec out of Seaforth. Edward, you are going to be so stoked. What a great trip to win.
Indeed. And, Greg, such a great show. You're so
awesome.
Full of knowledge. And you're kind of like that bluefin guy now. That's your deal.
I'm definitely trying.
Yeah.
We're trying. You know, we just spend a lot of time doing it here. And we've been doing it year after year late. And, you know, between myself and the crew, we're just constantly learning. We're learning just like everyone else. And, you know, the more knowledge we can get out there, the better these trips go. You know, the more informed people are, the better experience they have at the end of the day. Because we can't guarantee fish, but we can guarantee that if somebody comes out, enjoys themselves, learns a few new tricks, that they're excited and they're ready to go out next time and put it, you know, put it.
You're
going to
make the best effort. And you want to do a shout out to your wife.
Oh, absolutely. Hi, honey. I just wanted to thank my wife for all of her hard work here. She's been doing a bang up job with all of our social media and all the bookings. And just want to say I love you, honey.
All right.
That's great.
And so when you call or the operation, that's
what
you're going to
talk to. My wife Dacia, she does all of our charter bookings, she does all of our social media, she keeps me in line as far as what needs to be done on that end. And
that's great.
I did also want to mention too, guys, you know, it's with these you know, charter boats that you'll hear about a lot, and you'll hear that we're chartered throughout the summer. I think that there's you know, guys will be like, oh well, I'm sure they're chartered up, I'll just, you know, there's no way they're going to be open.
Yeah.
There is availability throughout, you know, the summer.
Next summer.
For next summer.
So now is the time to start booking your charters for next summer on the Aztec.
Exactly. And
it
it never hurts to call.
And do that at C4 Sport Fishing, or you call your office?
You call the office. Yeah, you call the office and you talk to my wife, Dacia.
And that number is?
The phone number is 760-908-7634. Once again, that's 760-908-7634.
And then as far as a website for the Aztec?
For a website, we just got our new website up and running. There's a lot of cool stuff to check out that's going to be happening once I get a second here, but that is fishaztec.com.
All right, fantastic. So, and of course, for these 1 3/4 day trips, seaforthlanding.com.
Yep.
Book online or call Marcos or one of the great guys at Seaforth Sport Fishing, 619-224-3383. Thanks, Greg, for coming in today. Thank you to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does for us. Check it out on our app. The Let's Talk Hookup app is awesome. If you haven't downloaded it, be sure to do it. Check out our website. A lot of new stuff, a lot of new content on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Check it out. And next week, another great show. I'll be at Palmas de Cortez for our 24th annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. Rick will have Captain Frank Lopresti with the Royal Polaris next Saturday. And then next Sunday, from Rapala, Ty Ponder will be here talking bass. Of course, Corey will be here with Rick. And that'll be quite the show next Saturday and Sunday with Frank and then Ty. Thanks for listening today. We'll talk to you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.
Unity without conflict.